to the Lisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, 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 welcome today. Oh, my God, what an amazing morning. I'm telling you, just in the short time that I have been here this morning, what an amazing day. Well, we are thankful to be here. Oh, we thank God for another opportunity to motivate, to encourage you, to inspire you. You know, there's nothing like getting inspired. I mean, you may already have a goal in mind. You may already be working toward your goal. You may have already discovered your dream and your purpose, but yet still needing that inspiration, daily inspiration. I mean, let's just even take an example from God. He says, here is daily bread. He wouldn't give them enough to last beyond that. And all of us know that bread goes stale after a while, and nobody wants to eat it anyway. And so it's a fresh motivation, a fresh inspiration, a fresh encouraging you to go for it. Go for the gusto. Be all that you can be. And I know that's one of the militaries use that as their slogan. But I want to adopt that. Be all that you can be. You know, that's why people wonder, how is in the world does the military do all that it does? Well, that's why. Because they make each and every person who joins their ranks, each and every person who signs up with them, they make them think that they can do anything. And, you know, some people used to call that brainwashing. And some people thought it was bad. Some people would say things like, well, I'm not going to send my child there. But the reality of the matter is, some people need a brainwashing from all the negative, untruthful things that we've been taught throughout our lives. You know, we've been taught that it's, you know, resources are just so limited that you can't really have what you want. Well, my God says, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory in heaven. So, first of all, we need to stop looking at what we can only see with our own naked eye. We need to stop looking at what's in front of us in the natural. We need to begin to see the total unlimited resources that come from up above, that God can release into your environment and your atmosphere at any given time. I say that unstoppable you are, okay? You can't be stopped. Why is it that entertainers like Jamie Foxx and the Beyoncés and, you know, these other Vanilla Ice and whomever else is out there, the Madonnas, why is it that they can have this crazy faith about their lives and their success, and some of them do not even believe like you believe? They don't even have a clue to believe. They don't even desire to believe the way we do in our God. But yet, they reach levels that are so high in success. But we, the children of God, the sons and the daughters, that's right, Coach K, I love what you posted on Facebook, the brothers and the sisters, why is it that we can't get past base one? What is going on in our minds? That's why the military has adopted that mindset that we have to brainwash it literally to get all of the negative thinking and the negative belief out of your mind. It's our belief systems. It's our belief systems that tell us I shouldn't be making more than $60,000 a year. That's a belief system that tells us I should not travel around the world. I'm happy right here where I am. That's a belief system that has made you happy with mediocre. You know, I met a young man who wrote a book called Breaking the Spirit of Average. That's a spirit on us that must be broken. We must break out of that so that we can become all that we can be. God has made us great, and we need to reach our fullest potential. We need to get past the scars. We need to get past the emotional pain. We need to get past all the people that hurt us. We need to get past all the people that did not forgive us. Because, you know, do you realize there are people sometimes in your life that stop worrying about the people that you haven't forgiven? Do you realize there are people that haven't forgiven you for something? You may not even remember what. We have to get past those people. We have to get past all the negative. You know, success, really, if I could sum it up, achieving success is overcoming hurdles and obstacles in a pathway. And these obstacles and hurdles are the negative people. It is so, I'm telling you, it is so true. I was interviewing a young man on our Sunday program, and that's a Christian program, Sisters in the Spirit, and we were interviewing a young man, that this is a young man who's very positive, and he's, you know, he can't be any more than about 24-ish. And this young man said, and he wrote a book, and this young man said that he sent out a lot of positive quotes and messages on both Facebook and Twitter. But the interesting thing that I thought, how sad, but interesting nonetheless, he said that people have actually contacted him and literally threatened him to not be so positive. Can you believe it? I couldn't believe it. But I know the young man, and I know he wouldn't make that up. I know he would not just say that. But how horrible is that? So that just goes to show you the level of warfare that you have to go through to be successful in life, to get your dream going, to get it started. So we're going to be talking today about steps, because, you know, I want to help people. I want to help people because I know I used to be stuck in so much negativity. It was all around me like a sea. I was drowning. I was drowning with no life. There was no life raft. There was no lifeguard. I felt as though I was out there all by myself, drowning in this sea of negativity, can't get up from there, falling down, can't get up, can't achieve success. Well, I'm here today to talk about steps for planning your success. Success is a planned event. If you wait for it to just happen, for it to just fall on your head, well, that's dangerous, because anything falls on your head, you're subject to not recover. So you don't want it just falling on your head like a big lump of marble off the side of a building or something. No, you want to plan it. You want to calculate the steps for your success. Success can be lived. You can live success. You can purchase my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. You can purchase, you know, the Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. You can purchase 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. There's many books that you can read. These are great books. These are wonderful books. And let me tell you, there's one book that you have to have as your main source, and that is the Bible. You need to know that God has a plan for your success, but our plan is not absent Him. So He tells us that in Joshua 1:8. Also, in Jeremiah 29:11, He talks about the plan that He has to prosper you, to give you hope and a future, a good future, a great future. And then, and in the New Testament, He talks about He will work all things together for your good. So even though you may have had some dramatic challenges, you may have had some traumas, you may have had some horrible things to happen in your life, don't give up, because God is standing ready to make your life a huge, huge success. He has already ordained it. He has already released it. The only difference in a successful person and a non-successful person is that the successful person took the steps to be the success. They took some steps. And I'm going to give you some steps today that will help you, because the thing is, there's enough room at the top for all of us. As a matter of fact, you ever notice that peak? You know, if you do like a pyramid or a mountain, and it looks like a peak at the top, and typically, you know, when you see pictures or you see illustrations of a successful person, it's like they're going up this mountain, and then, you know, ultimate success is when they reach the mountain. Well, and so it doesn't look like a whole lot of room. The peak is smaller than the rest of this mountain or this pyramid illustration. But here's where we're going. See, we're not just going to the top of the mountain. We're going over the top. And see, that's what people, they get sidetracked. And they just get to that peak. And they as they're going up the mountain or up the ladder to success, and they've seen that illustration, and it burns a picture in your memory. And so as you're working, your heart, your emotions, your mind, your soul, all working together, and you're thinking, there's not enough room for everybody. So I can't take everybody with me. I can't, you know, I can't help everybody. I got to just get mine. And because you're remembering that picture that you were shown when you were very young, and you know there's not a whole lot of room at the top there. But see, the real thinkers, the really successful people for God's future, you know, not man's future, because man's future means nothing, but the future that God has. He said, I know the plans that I have for you to bring you hope and a future. God has a future that He wants to bring you that the world cannot give you. You see, you can't rely on the world's future plans for you. You got to go with God's plan for your future. And so in God's future plans, see, those of us, we know there's an over-the-top. And when you and just look at it, it's enough over-the-top. The sky is unlimited. It is unlimited. No one can contain it. No one can control it. And so if you want to be all that you can be, all that you can be, just like that military slogan, be all that you can be, then you want to change your mindset. Yes, it's almost like you have to be brainwashed, because all of your life you were taught this limited mind. Was you were being taught and trained. If you went to school, the class sizes are limited. And at home, you lived in a limited size apartment or house. And so everything around us speaks to limitations. You can only have so many. You know, and some things have to be limited, okay? We don't want to unlimit everything. But when it comes to success, what happened was we weren't taught that success was unlimited. And again, that's why you see some people who they knew it was unlimited, and they began to teach their children that their talents and their gifts and their skills and their abilities were limitless, and that they could do anything they wanted to do. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the show today. And you're right, we are spiritual beings looking to have human experience. Absolutely. Welcome if you tuned into the show. If you tuned in this morning to the Coach Lilisa Show, we welcome you here. Our topic today, steps for planning your success. It is a planned activity. God says, I know the plans I have toward you. God says, I know the thoughts I think toward you. Our thinking and our planning is important. And remember, we are created in His image. We have also been given tools to plan. You know, I love the scripture says, work out your own salvation. In other words, if you're going to work out something, you need to know how to plan. There's a quote that says, he who fails to plan, plans to fail. He who fails to plan, plans to fail. And then there's another quote that means almost the same thing, but it's worded differently. It says that poor preparation will produce poor planning. Poor planning. All right? Yes, okay, a little louder. Thank you in the chat room. Okay, now let me put back on my studio voice. Okay, I appreciate that. Great, great, great. So wonderful, wonderful. Good morning, good morning. Steps for planning your success. So the first step we were just talking about, the first step is that you have to have a connection. I'm talking about a one-on-one personal relationship with God. You must. That is the first step, because this is the reason why. When you do, your planning will be almost effortless, because now you're connected. It's just like a computer. You know, you purchase a computer, you know, you have to connect it. It has to be connected to a hard drive, and then it has to be connected to the central processing unit so the programs can be downloaded. And when you go, you just turn on a switch and begin to operate it. Well, that's how we are with God. He's just downloading strategies to us. He's downloading wisdom. He's downloading opportunities. He's downloading people that we should call and meet and connect with. You know, you get a download from God when you're connected to Him. You know, He downloads ways and strategies for you to get into situations and to get out of them. He'll do that for you. So that's number one. That's first and foremost. In what, see, and the people who don't believe this, I know there are people who say, I don't believe in God. Well, that's on you. And you can go and be on your own and come up with any kind of plans you want. But for those of us, remember, we're not just going to the top of the mountain. We are going over the top. And over the top is a place of limitless ideas. There's abundance. There's joy. There's satisfaction. There's fulfillment. There's no regretting. There's no looking back, wishing I would have, could have, should have. See, when you have, when you go over the top, good morning, Ms. Kiva, good morning, Hugh Bonita. Yes, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Today we're talking about steps. You got to take those steps. You got to know the steps, because I realize there are some people who do pay a lot of money and go to seminars and workshops, and they learn what to do, but they don't always learn, okay, how do I do that? How does that plan out? What does that look like? And I know we've talked on here before about setting goals. We talked about achieving those goals. I shared some of my goals with you, Mr. Hersey Walker, our Wednesday host for the Coach LaLisa show. He comes on and he's talked about planning and he's talked about setting goals. And there are some people in the midst of all of that still need that encouragement, still need to know that they can plan for success. You do not have to wake up 5 years from now feeling like, oh, my God, I didn't achieve something, or, you know, I wish, move out of the land of I wish I had. Move out of that territory, you know, like God told Abram, move away from there. Go away. Go move over there. Move out from among your people. Move out from among the people of I wish I had done. I don't talk to a whole lot of people like that. I don't need to know what you wish you had done. Let's talk about what you're doing, and let's talk about what you're going to do. Let's not worry about what we wish. Well, we wish we had done this or that. Well, I wish I had gotten a degree. I wished I had, you know, did this or did that. No, we're leaving the wishing behind. We're moving into the I'm going to do this, and this is how I'm going to do it, and this is what I'm going to do. We're moving into that land. And in order to do that, we're saying we need to have a plan. You've got to have a plan, even God. Now, yes, you're going to show him your plan. If it doesn't line up with his, he's going to absolutely laugh at you. No, not really. But God does have a sense of humor, and I love that about him. You know, somebody said, when you hand God your plan, basically, you know, you should just hand him a blank sheet of paper, because he's going to write on there what he has for you. Well, that's why the very first step is hooking up with God, being in line, in touch with him, and meditating on him. And nobody's going to say how exactly that's going to look. The only instructions you can really take on that are the ones he gives you. You know, people can kill me. The Word of God tells you everything he wants you to do. Yes, we go to church, and yes, we listen to preachers and pastors and apostles and evangelists and everybody else. But at the end of the day, he already told you in his Word. He told you what to do about prayer. He told you what to do about fasting. He told you what to do about studying. He told us, he said everything right there. But, you know, as human beings, because, yes, we're spiritual beings having in this human experience, but as the human part of us, we need things repeated. You know, that's how we learn, by the power of repetition. You hear something over and over and over, and therefore the memory codes it, and that's how we know what we know. And so, you know, God wants us to plan, because if you think for a second that you're going to just sit somewhere and just wait for God to drop his miracles on you, you're going to be waiting a long time. I'm sorry to be the one to bear bad news, but, you know, because I love positive news. I like motivating news. But you're going to be waiting a long time. So, you know, God wants you up and doing, and he doesn't want you just stumbling around not knowing what to do. So he's giving you tools on how to plan, and here's some. I want to give you some tips that I've located. You know, I do all my research right online. I research, I find some things. Some of it matches what I was already going to say. What's the sense of reinventing the wheel? There is none, and we're working together. Okay, so empowerment for life, success, planning. What is it that you want? Okay, so now that we've gotten connected with God, what is in your heart? What is the thing that you want to plan to do? Do you want to plan to take a vacation? Okay, let's just say you want to take a vacation next year. Let's just say next year you and your family, you want to go to London. Let's just say you've always wanted to go there. You want to go to London, Paris, what have you. It's something you always wanted to do and you would love to be able. And you didn't get to go as a child. That's okay. But now you have children and you want to take them. Or maybe you don't have children. Maybe you just want to take yourself. Or maybe you want to take you and your spouse. So there you go. So first it starts with, what do I want to do? A lot of people try to plan and they don't know what they want to do. Or they know what they want to do, but they don't get a plan. And either way, they end up unsuccessful. And then they think they're a failure, which causes them to feel bad. And it's just a whole spiral effect. So you don't want that. So you think of, okay, what does I want to do? That's the first thing. You decide you want to go there. You decide you want to go to another country. Or you decide you want to start a business. You decide you want to expand your business. You can just about come up with, you may decide you want to lose weight. Maybe you want to gain weight. You can plan for things. I know they used to tell me when I was a kid, they used to say, plan for a rainy day. A rainy day is coming. So part of it is supernatural, yes, because for what you're planning for, the fact that you're planning for it, now God is obligated to let some of that happen because now you're acting on faith. And when you step out on faith, remember he's pleased because, without faith it's impossible to please him. So obviously with faith you can please God. And when God is pleased, just like when you're pleased with your children, you're going to help them and do things for them. So that is absolutely, absolutely, absolutely the first thing that you want to do, okay? So here we have it. You have your plans, okay? You have this thing that you want to do, a place that you want to go. Now, let's focus on your goals because that's part of the plan, okay? What is it, again, what is it that you want? You want to make a change in your life? Right? Do you want to start a blog? Do you want to write a book? Okay? Let's just keep it simple. You want to go on a vacation. Now, you have to take some steps in order to get that goal. Okay, the first thing you do is you're going to write down where it is you want to go. Right? You want to go to Paris, London. Any plan. You want to start a business. You want to write a book. You want to make a CD. You want to meet whatever it is. That was the first step to say what it is. That's your goal. The second thing you want to do is, well, this is the thing that some of us were taught in school years ago, but most of us, we really didn't pay much attention to it. And some did, and that's great. But if you didn't, it's not too late to learn. The next thing you want to do is you want to do some research. So you said you want to do this. Now let's do research. Now, what happened to me was before, I was very good at coming up with the goal, definitely wanted to do something, but I would just run out and get it done as opposed to doing the. So this is like a planning, and this is why I'm bringing it to you because it's really touched my heart and it's really important to me. Because I've also seen the pitfalls and have lived through them, some of them very painful, that can come about with lack of planning. You know, lack of planning can really set you back in so many ways. I'm telling you, it seems, in the beginning when you get something, you're all excited, you want to just go for it, go with it, and boy, my adrenaline gets to flowing when that happens. But then in the end, it's like, uh-oh, shouldn't have kind of started that just yet, or should have waited. And all that was the only problem was a lack of planning. That's all it was. It wasn't that the idea wasn't great. It wasn't that, the idea wasn't wonderful. It wasn't that there was no money to fund the project. That wasn't the problem. The only problem was there was the lack of planning. And I can definitely attest to the quote that he who fails to plan, plans to fail. He who fails to plan, plans to fail. So, and then I also believe the quote that says, if you plan your work, you can then work the plan. If you plan the work, you can work the plan. So putting the work in the front end to get the plan down, and then you just take the plan and boom, 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 boom. You just roll it out. You just roll out the plan. You just walk in step in tune to the plan that you've already put down. So you've got to do the research. Once you decide on the goal, writing a book, writing a play, taking a trip to Disney World, going to London, to Paris, taking a trip to Africa on a mission trip or whatever, just a vacation. You know, you can go vacation in Africa, too. A beautiful, beautiful place. I've only been in my mind, but I've met people there, and especially being here on Blog Talk Radio and being on Facebook, you get to meet people in MySpace. Even before Facebook, we were on MySpace. For a couple of years, we were on MySpace. We have fun on MySpace, too. But a lot of people, they just, you know, people, I tell you, people, they just dissed MySpace and jumped over to Facebook. That's why, you know, you can't put all your allegiance in people. Believe me, you. They'll be with you, and when they're ready to go, they're out of here. So you got to always have that plan for what you're going to do next. And MySpace, I hope he came up with a plan for what he's going to do next, because I'm sure he is not getting with Facebook. Facebook, and see, one thing, look at what Facebook went and did. They're coming out with a movie. And but the thing is, regardless of whatever they're saying about the movie, the point is they're talking about Facebook and Mr. Zuckerberg. He's a house, his name is even hard to pronounce, but he's almost a household name now. And that's so hilarious. But see, now see, MySpace should have came out with a movie. But, you know, hey, the first one to get out there sometimes is going to be the leader in that area. So first step is you have to come up with your goal, what it is you want to do. The second thing, now you got to go do some research. So, for instance, if it was a trip, you're going to find out, you know, what the airfare is, what are the best hotels, where are the best places to eat. You got to look at your budget, what's economical, what are you going to be able to afford. You're going to look at when's the best time of year to go. You know, when it comes to flying, especially the places like London and certain spots, there are certain times of the year that are better than others. Well, that's almost anywhere. So you might go on the season when it's less costly, or you may want to be in the thick of the crowd. So you may go at a season where more people are traveling there. But if you do that, that means prices are going to be higher, the airfare is going to be higher. But if you go on an off-peak time, so you plan that. Now you look at, you know, what all it would cost you to go, and then you look at where you're going to get the money. And so you can begin to save and borrow and whatever else you need to do, maybe not borrow, but whatever else you need to do to get your trip going. And that's okay. All right. Terror. Okay, so there's a terror alert, I believe that's what he's talking about, over in Europe right now, and it's not safe for Americans out there. And that's coming from a message in the chat room. I did see something in the media about that. I was just using that as an example, as a goal. We're talking today about steps to planning your success. And I'm talking about examples of a goal that you would set. But I guess with all the fear about going over there right now, we could have used a different goal. I could have used writing a book. But maybe you write a book on how people need to stop terrorizing one another and just all get along, right, Coach K? Wouldn't that be great? So in this planning success, yeah, and I think some, good morning. I think somebody needs to get a successful plan and message immediately to all these people who want to terrorize others. And they need to learn how to enjoy life. Maybe they need Joel Osteen to go over there and teach them a little about living their best life now. And that would be great. That would be absolutely wonderful. That's all they really need, is they need someone to tell them that we could have more fun if there's less fighting. You know, everybody knows that when there's fights going on, the fun ends. Remember, you were at a party and everything was going great, and all you were dancing it up, right? This is going back in the day for some of us. And, oh, my goodness, a fight breaks out. What happens? You got to leave. Everybody is over. You know, it's a mess. Same thing at school. You know, you have the football game or the baseball game or whatever. Things are going great. Fight breaks out. It's a mess. So, you know, they're messing up a lot of things for a lot of people, especially me. They're messing up my goal-setting story. So somebody needs to get a message to them. But with all seriousness, you know, this is really a great time. And, it's, you know, he said there's going to be wars and rumors of war. So, you know, we can't stop using our talents and our gifts and our skills and our abilities. He has not yet taken that from us. You know, if God didn't want us using them, there are new babies being born every day who are coming into the world. You got little babies now coming into the world with all kind of talent. So we understand that from what we see in the world, we know that, you know, God is still using us and he's still using our talent. So after you, first of all, connect with God. See, that, there you go right there. Number two, set the goal, what it is you want to do. Number three, do the research. Again, if you were starting a business, do the research. You want to start a business? Why? Why do you want to start that business? Why do you want to put out that product or that service? Who are you going to sell those products and services to? How are you going to get support for that business? How are you going to, where is the business going to be located? Is it going to be a home-based business? Is it going to be an internet business? Is it going to be a business in a traditional store type of building or an office space or a factory? So, you know, again, you're still doing the research, whether it's a business. If you're writing a book, you got to do the research. Do you want to self-publish? Do you want one of those vanity presses, or do you want traditional publishing? If you want that, how much money do you need? How much time is it going to take you? How much time do you have to spend organizing and getting things ready? So you still have to do research regardless of what, and you have to plan and you have to prepare if you want to be. Success does not just happen. It's not going to fall out of a tree on you. It's not going to fall off the side of a building like a slab of marble and hit you in the head. Success, you have to calculate it, sit down and plan. Okay, let's just say you want to be an author like myself. All right, part of the plan is, well, how many books do I want to sell? Oh, I want to sell 1 million copies. All right, in what time period? Well, I want to sell 1 million copies in 2 years. Okay, break it down into smaller goals. Okay, so how many books do I need to sell a month in order to sell? Let's just say I wanted to sell 1 million copies in 2 years. It's very aggressive, but let's just say I went on the Oprah Winfrey Show and that could happen. No, but so let's just say you want to sell 1 million copies in 2 years, and you want to sell, 500,000 copies each year. So you'd say, well, how many copies do I need to sell per month in order to sell 500,000 copies a year? You would need to sell about, 5,000 copies. We'll see 12 times 5 is 60. So you would need to sell probably about 4,000 copies a month. 4,000 copies a month would get, no, 40,000. 40,000 copies a month would get you there. So 40,000 a month. So what do you need to sell? About what? 10,000 a week or so or something like that. You can do the math. That's how many you need to sell. How are you going to sell that many a week? How many people do you need to talk to sell 10,000 copies a week? Well, the research, you could also look at who else did that. You could go and do some research, go to Google and type in names of people who sold 10,000 books a week, and then you can just go call them up and say, hey, how'd you do that? And they tell you probably, or maybe they wrote a book about how they did it. You can just go by their book, and maybe they wrote an article about it. Maybe somebody wrote an article about them on how they did it, and then you just follow suit. I mean, much of success is about following others who did it. That's why they say, there's a quote that says, success leaves clues. I don't know who exactly coined that quote, but I know somebody did. But yes, success leaves clues. So you just go ask the person that's already done it, how did they do it? You know, a lot of people do that. Very, very famous people, they go and ask other people, how did you become a success in life? You know, how did you do it? You know, and many people will tell you, well, I put God first. You know, I kept praying. I didn't give up. I wasn't unrealistic. I made a plan. I set some goals. I, you know, kept a support system. I developed a group when we were called, and then we called ourselves the, you know, the Millionaire Mind Group or whatever. But people will typically tell you how they became a success. You don't have to live in the dark on this one. Now, the next thing that you want to do is you want to assess where you're up, you know, what's going on right now, all right? So you look at the plans of where you want to go. You look at what it is that you want to do. You look at, you've done the research. And so now you're going to make an assessment and you want to look at, you know, what do I have going on? You know, what are my skills and my experiences that are going to help me achieve that goal? So let's just say in the book scenario, when you're going to become an author, what skills? Do you have skills to type? Do you have skills for dictation? Do you have editing skills of your own? Do you have marketing skills? Do you have, believe it or not, nowadays publishers are expecting authors to do a lot of the marketing themselves. It's not like back in the day, 30, 40 years ago, when they did all the marketing for you, but now they want you to also come with your own platform. And for some people, that's very, very, very difficult, considering most people don't even know what a platform is. So right there, a lot of people are hindered at moving forward. But you want to look at what skills you do. You have any management skills? Do you have any, do you have the graphic design skills? Maybe you're an artist illustrator. Maybe you have, you know, skills in meeting a lot of people. If you're an author and you are skilled at meeting a lot of people, that right there is going to help you sell a lot of books. You know, just the fact that you know a lot of people. So that's what you want to do in the next step, is you want to assess what you are about, what you have, what do you bring to the table of this goal that you're trying to achieve. And if it doesn't stack up, you may want to look at, maybe this goal isn't realistic for me. And so you have the planning is in process so that you can achieve success. But, you know, you may have a hard time achieving success if you don't have any of the skills, talents, and abilities that, you know, go along with that goal that you're trying to reach. And you may need to look at a different goal. You may need to look at another goal now. Yes, and I got some feedback here in the chat room. He says, if money is a problem, you can write e-books and avoid the publisher. Ah, yes. Now look at that. You know, I tell you, everything today is really being made more simpler. If you are into writing books, you absolutely can do what they call an e-book. E stands for electronic, and it just means a book that is transmitted over some type of electronic device. Like, well, they have Kindle, they have the Internet, which they already had. The Internet is the easiest way because most people already have the Internet. I see Barnes & Noble also has their own Kindle type of. Kindle is through Amazon, but Barnes & Noble has their own kind of electronic reader. And then there's some, I'm sure others, because then after you design something, after you come out with some new product, then there's the copycat effect goes into play. And then everybody goes and copies your device or your thing that you do, which is fine. People don't care. They just want to be number one. And they hope they have enough, they hope they've done a good enough job that a person can't just go and copy exactly what they did so easily. Oh, yeah, iPod also has those ebooks. Yes. So you can, if you don't have money, you can get your book out tomorrow. As a matter of fact, you can get it out today. If you have the hour, if you have a few hours, you can get it out today if you're a fast writer or if you've already written it. But there are certainly programs out there that will show you how to write a book in 7 days or less. So you're going to assess where you are, what do you have, what skills and experiences do you already have that you can make good on, that you can use them to help you achieve your goal. Now, the next step, which is also important, is you have to, in your planning, in order to make your plans effective so that you can really reach success, you have to work on what you need to do next. What are your next steps, and that's what a lot of people forget to do in their planning. They get all excited about what it is they want to do, and they forget the next steps. So you have to write it down. What are your next steps? What do you need to do after you decide to write the book? You've done some research, you know what the market is or what have you, or you've looked at your skills and talents and abilities and what you bring to the table as you're making those plans. Maybe you plan to go back to school. Maybe you plan to get a degree. Whatever your plans are, you follow these steps. Number one, being connected to God. Number two, you have to write it down, state it, say what your goal is. Number three, you have to do some research about the idea, the goal, the dream, the thing that you want to do. And then you have to assess your skills, talents, and abilities to make it happen, what you can bring to the table. And then what you don't have, you may know others who do have it. And then number five is that you have to work on your next steps. And those would be like your action steps. What are you going to do next? And you make a list. Okay, next I need to contact the publishing company. Or next I need to contact an audio book producer. Or next I need to take a marketing class. You may want to take it. You can take it in a local college area. You can take marketing classes for a very, very low amount. You can try to find some online. And there's nothing wrong with a lot of the free things that are online. But a lot of times they leave too many gaps for you to really put a lot of it into action. I mean, some of it is really great and you can use it, but they leave gaps and you don't really have anyone to ask questions. Whereas if you're sitting in the classroom, you've got examples, the teacher can, professor, what have you, can give you live examples and you can ask some questions, and right there you can be able to move forward a little bit better. And in some cases, not all cases, again, there are a lot of things that I've learned online, but a lot of times it leaves an empty space there because I'm like, okay, you told me to do this, but how do I do it? I still may not know how to do it. Okay? And then, so after you put down your next steps, that's going to be critical to your success planning. Critical. You have to say, what are your next steps? And then you have to be able to follow up. You have to be able to follow up on those steps. So you have to create a timeline for yourself. You have to get out a sheet of paper, make some columns and some rows, and list the timelines. What are you going to do within? They used to make us do this in every class. Being an MBA student, this is what we did in almost every single class through my MBA program. That's Management of Business Administration, and so in this degree they call themselves teaching us how to run a business. For the most part, they're all the workings, how a business works. And so planning was a big class for us. It was like a whole semester just on planning, and there were a couple of semesters. And so in every single class, you have to do a plan. You have to do a timeline. You have to do set your goals. You got to put a list. Okay, you're going to do this by this time and that amount. And then you put the task, who's going to perform it, what do they need, what resources do they need to get it done, and when are they going to get it done. You always need to know when, because if you just put it out, if you just say, oh, I'm going to write a book, so, excuse me, do you mean this month? Do you mean next year? Do you mean 20 years from now? When are you going to do it? Again, if you say, oh, I'm going to take a trip, okay, when? This, again, it matters, okay? I know one time myself and two other ladies, we put together an event where over 200 people were there at the NJ PAC, and we put it together in 6 weeks. 6 weeks down at the New Jersey PAC. It was the Women of Power. Some of you remember, some of you were there, or you heard us talking about it. Awesome event. We had choirs, we had speakers, we had praise dancers, we had food, what do you call those booklets? We did all of that, myself and two other women. We had 6 weeks, and all three of us had full-time jobs and families. Now, how do we do this? It was an extensive planning process. We met like almost every other day, or every day, you know, either on the phone or through email. Because an email today is relatively easier, but because we knew what was ahead of us, we knew we only had 6 weeks, we knew what we wanted to get done, we divvied up the task, and then we assigned timelines to everything. Everything had to, it had to either be done by, you know, this particular day, that day, this day, that day, that day. And it happened. And on that first day, October, I think it was October the 9th, 2004, October the 9th, 2004, we marched in that place, and I tell you, it was amazing, amazing. We had 6 weeks to raise $15,000, and we didn't have a savings. But we put together a plan, and we said, how many tickets do we need to sell? How many people do we know? What skills do you have, Vanessa? What skills do you have, Gloria? And what skills do you have, Lalisa? We all made a list of our talents and skills. And that's how we divvied up the we didn't just divvy up the tasks based on, okay, you do this, you do this. No. We first had to make a list of what we all were good at. And then we gave a chunk of the work to that individual who was good and skilled in that area. And I believe that a lot of companies and businesses would be a lot more successful if they started out their business or their day like that. Look at what the task is up ahead of you. Look at your team and look at everybody's talents and gifts. Now divvy out the assignments. But, you know, a lot of companies, they will never do that. Okay. What goals? Okay. Oh, I know some people. Yeah, some people absolutely don't like the word goals because they feel that, I'm not quite sure why. I heard some discussion on it, and I've heard some people, you know, kind of feel negative about a goal, and maybe they feel, some people feel, well, if you set a goal and then you don't reach the goal, then you will feel as though you're a failure. I've heard some people, and actually there's a guy who wrote a book called Targeted Success, and he teaches kind of on that theory. I can't think of his name right now, and he says that you should make a target, because he says, like, if you imagine the target with the bullseye in the middle, but then there's all those other circles. He says that at least with that, if you don't hit the target, but you the dart falls somewhere near the target, you could still feel good about yourself. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's a good, great point. But what I like, that's fine. But the reason why I still use goals, and I'm not totally ready to totally ditch them, is because I know how to break goals down into workable units. Because some people, they go after the goal, and you're not, they really should have taken the goal and breaking it down into smaller objectives. And so while the goal is to, let's just say, purchase a house, but then the objectives leading up to the house is, do you have money in the bank? Do you have a job? Do you have good credit? Now, line all those things up, and I believe you absolutely will achieve your goal. But some people, they just teach, go after the goal, and they don't teach you how to set the smaller goals down under there. But so anyway, well, what word, yes, can't quite pronounce your name, but Wolpervite, okay. What word do you like better? You're expressing that you don't care for the word goal. What word do you like better? Well, I like the word goal. And so, you know, I'm just using it just to show people that you can, you know, have a plan and you can achieve success. I've achieved success in my life. I've achieved great success using some of these systems that I've told you about today. Others like Coach K and you know, Mr. Versi Walker, who's going to be here tomorrow, oh, my God, did you see him on television? He's on TV now being interviewed. He is doing big, big, big things, and he'll be here tomorrow, and he's the name of his book, Success, How I Ended Up Here. Well, I can tell you, he didn't end up there without a plan. He didn't end up there without a plan, and you, too, can plan, and I'm excited for you. Yes, okay, it's all about. Well, you know, everybody has, we all have our own opinion. I see your point, no doubt. I definitely see your point. And at the same time, I thank each and every person for tuning in. For those of you who are in the chat room, chatting it away, thank you so much, Ms. Kiva. Thank you, Coach K. Thank you for those of you who tuned in via the switchboard. Thank you for those who are tuning in via the archives. Now, let me tell you about an event that will be happening this weekend where I will be speaking at a program in Elizabeth, New Jersey, if you're in the area or if you know anyone that can stop by. I'm actually going to be teaching on the subject of success. So there you have it. It's kind of the thing that I like teaching on. And I love teaching because having overcome so many challenges in my own life, it just, you know, is a part of what I do now, is to help people, you know, reach the success that they want to be in life. Can't help to do that. That's just what I do. So it's going to be Saturday. On Saturday, you are going to come down to, it's in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and I'm going to tell you exactly where it's at in just 1 second, if you can just bear with me. The program actually, there it is, I was trying to pull the flyer up. The program actually starts on Friday, and on Friday there's going to be workshops, there's going to be guest speakers, there's going to be a powerful message. Also on Saturday, this is called the Christian Women of Power 5th Annual Women's Conference. On Saturday, I will be doing a success workshop. So hello, this is all that we're talking about, is that you can plan for success, you can become a success, but how much greater is it to have someone to recognize you as a person to do a success workshop? So I give thanks to Ms. Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's going to be located at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. On Saturday, we're starting at 9:30 a.m. I'm not sure what time my workshop is, but please come stay the whole day. You can also come Friday. Lunch, there will be a lunch will be served. The food is delicious. I've been to her conference at least 3 or 4 times, and it's always delicious. But certainly come that Friday night if you're so inclined. It's going to be an awesome, awesome time, praise and healing and worship. But I'm going to be teaching from my book, God's Plan for Your Success. Also, I'm going to be teaching from my up-and-coming books, Living Your Dream, which is also a CD, and From a Mess to Success, which is also CDs that are going to be turned into books. So there you have it. Well, I'm excited about that. I'm excited. You just don't know. So you can become a success in life. And we thank each and every one of you for tuning in. We're out of time. We'll be back next week. Thanks to all of those in the chat room. Thanks, Coach K, Kiva, all those on the switchboard. Thank you for staying with us for the entire time. And we'll see you back here. Go tell a friend. Go tell somebody about the Coach Releases Show and the motivation and the inspiration. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.